Your blood has a cold tremor to it when it touched the ground. Was it because you forgot to bid farewell? Guns, armors, and black hearts many times have their ways with you. You were not the terror. I heard that you are heartless, that you have no blood but gunpowder and explosives running through your veins. You, always armed in khaki, a deceit we have come to realize was to hide the permanent scars of war and personal witnesses to what could have been your death. All was your death. But how can you shed these scars in your heart, the so many unseeables you have seen? Your mother died of cancer and cursed you for not performing the rites. Your wife was just another man's but yours for the few days of the year you were going to be home. Your child think that is not worth it, but you armed man live only for your fatherland. When hunger strikes the land, it's you we see. When quakes tumble the earth, we look unto you like a god for rescue. When terror hits, we swear and curse that you are spineless, yet your blood the most shed, your homes the most hungry, your children the most adverse, and your life an incredible tale of unsure endings. I am Yemisi Ojo. This is All Our Lives. I have heard stories of soldiers who died in warfare, and so far, I have come close to just one of them, or a relative of one. She was in class that day, writing her exams, and the news came that her brother had been gunned down between the borders of Nasarawa and Benue State while fighting the herdsmen. What else should be her reaction? She lost it. She was in every personnel while her brother was with the Air Force. What scared me most was how she nearly lost her sanity, going to the mortuary to speak with her brother's cops, accused him of disrespect. How could he not stand up to greet her? Why didn't he pick her clothes? How could he just lie down there, lifeless? And for once, I came to realize the emotional traumas of those people who had lost one or two persons in so many crises. And I was almost lucky to have a 21-minute interview with an affected soldier. And I was there, I did the interview, it was very successful. I have it recorded already, but after the interview, he was not only afraid for his safety, but for his and his uniforms. Yes, he cannot divulge such secret without losing his job while still in that uniform. And that was how I looked at his willing face, but his fears, I fell for it too and deleted the 21-minute interview, which could have been a part of this episode. But here I am today with the facts, my emotions, and my spine. According to the Amnesty International Human Rights Group, it's put the numbers of dead soldiers in 2018 as 1,814. Just from insurgencies alone. But we know the statistics are very wrong. We know they are far more than that. But the truth is, the only time an average Nigerian appreciates the soldiers' effort is when we hear that hundreds has been killed brutally in an attack. The world will sympathize on social media, talk about the senselessness of war for 1 or 2 days. And then we'll go back to our memories. So if we follow the statistics given us, which is in no way near the right figure, does that also mean 1,814 women have been widowed and might get no entitlements? Does that also mean the thousands of children might drop out of school? Yes, we might not know the exact casualty rate, but the homes affected, the numbers of children that will never see their daddies anymore, they know better than us. What more? These people might not be our everyday celebrities in the likes of our musicians, Dangote, Atiku, Buhari, or Davido, or Two-Face, or any of them. But any man who laid down his life for another is a better celebrity. And worse still, they cannot voice their own opinions. That will be the last of them. So maybe we begin to reorient ourselves about the true meaning of celebrities and who our celebrities really are. So just who are not given the honor of burial or even being listed among the dead. The lucky ones get their corpse buried at the medical center Maiduguri or Yola or Taraba, and the families forced to come over to that place to witness their burial, despite protests that their dead should be released to them. What other worse fate can the dead face? Gratuities are not paid. A soldier's child is soon seen on the street struggling to live or even go to school. And if you think this is not true, then I'll ask you to quietly sit down and take a close look at any soldier around you and check the standard of living both when they were alive and when they are dead. Every day when soldiers died at crisis, they have no backup to replace them, neither do they get the allowances or the right weapons. And where you have just 10 soldiers, it's told that they are 50. Soldiers do not cause war, but they are expected to end it with little or nothing as their reward, not even eternal life. Yes, they are bad eggs. Yes, they are those who somehow find themselves entangled in the same evil they were trying to end. We cannot condemn the 12 just because of one Judas. Dear friends in arm, in the last few years, you have found yourself engulfed in different operations. Operation Lafia Dole in the Northeast, Operation Crackdown, Operation Gamma Ike, and Operation Safe Corridor. Operation Awase, Operation Delta Safe, Operation Safe Haven, Operation Python Dance, Operation Crocodile Dance, Operation Terateko, Operation Charandaji, Helbin, Kunama, and others. It has claimed fathers, husbands, and gallant soldiers. And on a day such as this, we are remembering every bloodshed from the interior of Northeast to Northwest to North Central and farther to the Niger Delta and many more. We are grateful for every drop of blood and your gallant effort to save the fatherland. We are grateful because we know that it is only your kind that care to leave their families without even bothering to say goodbye, never to know whether to come back or your corpse will be brought back. We are grateful for every drop of your blood on the soil of this country and far beyond. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Our Lives. We continue with our series on the IDPs. I am Yemisi Ojo and this is All Our Lives. I'd like to especially thank Blessed Jerome for co-producing this episode of All Our Lives. And once again, we are saying Happy Armed Forces Remembrance Day. God bless Nigeria and God bless the Armed Forces of Nigeria.